The Everly Brothers are one of the most beloved and most commercially successful duos in pop music history. As Ozarks at Large's Katie Henriksen noticed, their music is receiving attention from a new generation of musicians.
The Everly Brothers, Don and Phil, made close two-part harmonies their signature. They infused early rock and roll with the best elements of country and pop and are among the first generation of rock and roll superstars. They inspired countless musicians, including Simon and Garfunkel, Graham Parsons, Alison Krauss, and Jack White. Here's their own take on Omaha, which they wrote in 1969 but did not record until 1977 with the new album.
In one too brief minute, my mind saw it all. The time and the place, 12 o'clock noon, Omaha.
There's now a 21st century take on the Everly Brothers from one Bonnie Prince Billy, given name Will Oldham, and Don McCarthy. The new album is called What the Brothers Sang, just out on Drag City. Here's their take on Omaha.
In one too brief minute, my mind saw it all. The time and the place. 12 o'clock noon. Oh, my heart. Oh,
Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy are no strangers as far as duets are concerned. In fact, they released a quintessential 21st century album of duets in Bonnie Prince Billy's 2006 album, The Letting Go.
And I called you back to a place beside me.
Original harmonies of Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy are haunting and set further apart from anything that is in the Everly Brothers tribute. Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy both grew up in the 70s and heard many Everly Brothers songs on the radio. Now, Wake Up Little Susie and Bye Bye Love, perhaps the Everly Brothers' largest hits, don't appear here, but Devoted does, as does So Sad to Watch Good Love Go Bad, which was immortalized by the grand duo of the 1970s, Emmylou Harris and Graham Parsons. Not all of the songs on What the Brothers Sang are actually written by the Everly Brothers. Poems, Prayers, and Promises is one of my favorite tracks, and of course that's a John Denver song from 1971. The Everly Brothers did, however, record the song.
I've been lately thinking about my lifetime, all the things I've done, how it's been, and I can't help believing in my own mind. No, I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two on. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two.
picking up just where the Everly Brothers left off, here is Don McCarthy and Bonnie Prince Billy in Poems, Prayers, and Promises.
I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around. Lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old foil sit and pass the pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care. How long it's been since yesterday, and what about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
While paying tribute to the Everly Brothers and that great American songbook, Bonnie Prince Billy and Don McCarthy update the sounds for a whole new set of listeners. The album was recorded and mixed in Nashville by David Ferguson. The cast of well-sessioned musician friends in the studio with them is too large to list, although it includes longtime collaborator Matt Sweeney. This is a smooth studio production, but that doesn't mean that it isn't personal. This is a documentation of that special bond of friendship and love created when musicians bond over amazing music. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.